96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds to the foundation.
The foundation.
The Foundation of Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bother Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, Fresh Masters, Bronze Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. Beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company on a hump day. It's a Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, September 4th. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. You're born in the ninth month. The month of birth must be a really good thing. I know that a lot of recognition is coming up. I recognize the fact that we've gone through a few years of Dorian and also 9/11. That sort of recognition is going to be coming up real soon. So September is a significant month. For us to be able to identify those stuff. So if you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. I hope that you guys celebrate. Enjoy yourselves and have a beautiful time. Guardian Newspaper, today is Wednesday. It's a beautiful day. Grateful to be. Pick up your Guardian Newspaper. All the information's in there. I know it's midday, but you still got a chance to be able to keep abreast of what's happening from a local standpoint and kind of moving in that direction. So do that. Guardian Radio, want to be able to remind you about our snackathon. You know, we've done this before. And we're going to continue to be able to kind of push it and make this thing happen. It's the final week of our Help the Guardian and AML raise funds for much needed snacks in our second annual back to school snackathon. You can help us surpass last year's goal by making a donation and register at all Solomon's, Fresh Markets, and Cartwright locations in both Nassau and in Freeport. Join your Guardian 96.9 radio at Fresh Market Harbor Bay at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. this Thursday for our live snackathon broadcast. Meet your Guardian 96.9 personalities and assist us in beating last year's total of funds raised in our snackathon. All the information's in there, guys. Please be a part of that. We are making these things happen. We want you guys to be a part of what we're doing out here. It's an exciting thing. Sounds like you're going to have to be able to ride with me all week. As we gang out, I didn't know we was going out. My good friend Garth is in the studio with me. I got to remind you guys also that if you have a Japanese car and you're looking to be able to get some things done, if you just bought this Japanese car, you squeeze your little $2,500 together, you paid your thing, now you in here in your thumbnail car, and the car that is always suspected of being in criminal activity. You got your car. Praise God. You're moving. You ain't had to beg nobody for nothing. You got your car, but you can't listen to Guardian 96.9 radio. HitSpot's got something for you. They're offering $79.99 special plus VAT included for band expander equipment and installation during the month of September. Get your things together. Get it together. Be a part of what's happening here on a consistent basis in terms of being able to talk about what we're doing here, what's happening around the country, and we want you guys to be able to be a part of that, okay? 69 HitSpot's located right there on Soldier Road, Village Road, Bernard Road, Wolf Road. They got all those things right there at the intersection right there. So it's right close to Manuelos. Is that Manny's place? So you could be able to see that. Check them out. Just let them know that you heard it here first on Guardian Radio, and they can be able to get you that discount that you're looking for, right? Guys, it's a beautiful day. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Go and check them out if you are in the market for your little insurance. This is the beginning of the month. You had to license your car. You had to do all these things. If you're in the market for insurance, I don't think no one on the island can beat their insurance, their rates. I don't think. Now, if you can't, call me. Call Howard. And let me talk about your things for you. And no one on the island can beat their rates. I'm insured. All my vehicles are insured with them. Guys, check them out. 341-1AFS if you're in the market also. And you want to be able to, you know, insure your taxis, your jet skis, your liveries, so forth and so on. You can do that with them with in-house financing. Can't beat that thing. In-house financing. So you can go there, check them out, 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS, number 407 Blue Hill Road South, 9 to 5 on the weekdays, 9 to 2 on the weekend. Like I said, pick up your Guardian newspaper and find out all the information's in there. $80 million transferred for BPL upgrade. The island grid completes first rotation of the grid overhaul. $141 million was raised for BPL reform. A man murdered during a triple shooting. This is bananas. And government withholding Valley Boys seed money until it meets with a fraction leaders. And this is what Bullock says. And contractors of Abaco shelters working on revised timeline for completion. I just want to see this. I just want to see this as I look at this. Now, I just need you to understand something. My posture is not to ridicule for the sake of ridicule. It is to observe and provide that observation orally to you, to provoke you to think outside of the lines of custom, outside of the lines of normal culture, and understand that we need to prepare ourselves for something bigger. So when I see this and I say something about it, it ain't got nothing to do with the fact that my tongue is work and I just merely want to say something. What I'd like to say is that we watch almost 200 mile an hour winds, almost every single story that came out of, that spoke to the fact that my building fall down, the roof collapsed on these people. People died, passed away from these particular things. People got significantly hurt as a result of this same building code, this exact same building code. I just want to be decent. And you go back and you fortify. The only thing you do is expand the building. That means everything was expanded in the building. In the midst of what's happening, the roof falling. My God, I just want to be decent. It's the second now. The second roof falling. Second truss. The roof ain't even on yet. That fell in. You see one here in Nassau? Now one in Abaco. Let's be decent as I look at this. And the only thing I asked to myself, is this a hurricane resilient building? Has there been given any consideration for the aerodynamic nature of how we could be able to build this to secure our people? 200 mile an hour winds. Is this building designed to be able to ensure that those winds can whip around the building? Or is it going to capture your truss, yuck off the roof, push down the wall, and kill everyone as though we are all Job children sitting in here having a party? I just want to be decent as I look at this. Condemnation. This is not careless, unnecessary ridicule. I am asking those technocrats in space, in their spaces, have you considered anything outside of the possibility of doing things the way that you used to? Let's just be decent. I want to introduce you to my good friend, Garth Roseboro, sitting in the studio with me. Garth, day two. We back at it again.
My Lord. Hey, good day, Bahamas. Good day, world. I want to thank the Guardian and Howard Grant for having me here again today. We'd like to give a special birthday shout-out to Miss Crystal Dorsett from the labor division of our country, sacrificial mother. You share love wherever you go. I want to wish you a very happy 49th birthday.
You didn't have to tell us her age.
when she wants you to know her age. Cause
she wanted people to know her age?
Yeah, because she wants you to be blessed.
You think somebody's going to give her money as a result of that?
Well, I want people to send her all the blessings they could. She has helped numerous people to find
occupation. The only thing they can do with this number is
in this
play
country. But if they play, give her a little.
They can box it, play it. But what about six is the number for... I don't know.
This is what the woman learned. The woman wants people to be blessed. So she believes in her age today, and she said to be specifically 49. And she's a strong fan, a very strong fan of Howard Grant. She listens to every show from her desk. And she feels that it's an impactful show. She's one of those famous people.
She's a decent woman.
Who actually will support the foundation.
Can I say this? Can I say this? I want to say this to you.
This is Crystal Dorsett we're talking about.
I want to say this to you. Crystal Dorsett and all of... one of the things I recognize is this. My audience, a lot of persons who actually come up to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, men don't do this.
Men don't do this?
No, men don't talk to me. Our society ain't set up like that.
You think so?
I'm telling you. I go out to these particular instances.
Dude, you just get a haircut twice a week and men... Anyway, go ahead. Let me hear what you got to say.
I get a haircut once a week.
No, twice. That is being sharp.
Not because it's sharp.
I'm a little jealous. I'm a little jealous.
So once a week. You fight me, right? So
always sharp.
So listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go out with my wife, we go to an event, we go to dinner, we go to anything.
Mm-hmm.
The people who always approach me and say, "Oh my God, I know this voice," are women. Now their husbands would mutter, "I already see this." Now you know I'm a people watcher, so I watch the whole environment.
Mm-hmm.
So I watch their husband mutter. That's Howard. See the big fella there? Jesus, Howard is the big fella. Hey, Jesus. Mm-hmm. I watch them mutter this. Oh my God, that's Howard.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife would come up. Or the girlfriend, whoever this person is, will come up to me and says, "Oh my God, baby, I love your show."
Mm-hmm.
You was Howard?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the woman you always talking about. Mm-hmm. "Oh my God, baby, he love you so much." this sort of woman talk to me. This sort of talk to me.
I catch the code. That's
baby,
a vehement code.
"Baby, he love you so much."
Yeah, that's the code.
Right?
That's
this
the code.
My husband. My husband is listening to you. Baby, you don't have to say that.
That's the code. That's the code. I got you.
So I say that to say,
They do.
The shift that happens in this country never happens with men at the onset. It is with the virtue of women that identify a move that needs to take, that propel their husbands or significant others into taking that step.
Dude, you know, I got men.
I just get
women,
preachy.
Men and women approaching me saying, "Man, I know that voice. That's use God."
Men don't approach
me. It's amazing the people that actually listen to the show. I was actually shocked yesterday when John Pinder called in. I was like, "Oh, look at John, you listening to?" Because I know Dr. Dwayne Sanders.
It's not the first time John is called.
I know the AFM listens. I know the PLP
listens.
The
whole AFM is the same.
But everybody.
Too.
And then Jeff Delavo calls you after the show. Said, "Man, listen, you're all just too hot. You know, you're all too hot to trot." So everyone is now tuning. But guess what, Howard Grant? What the Bahamian people have not yet discovered is that we still are about to audit these people who call themselves politicians.
I told them that on October 1st, from the first day of October, which is a Tuesday, to the 31st of October, we're taking 10, and you know what I'm going to do? For the first time, we're going to take 10 constituencies a week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's two a day.
Yeah, that's an average of 40, but
so,
39.
So every hour, we can have a candidate that we can stretch him out on the cross.
And we want the audience to assist us with this audit.
Yeah, no. See, I already have an app. Now, I didn't tell you this, but you can see it.
Why are you so smart?
No, I ain't smart. I have access to certain things. I just use it.
Something wrong with you, man.
No, I got to use it.
Okay.
So I can't come here and provide you information how I feel about people. I don't want to do that. I'm not here to sit down and
you're
say,
"You're going
to
be decent.
I feel this one." I want you to tell me how you feel.
And that's what we want.
Yeah, so there's five questions that we have. And we're going to ask those persons the five questions. They're going to put all the information in the app.
What?
My app is going to be able to give me all the demographics and show me where constituency they're from, their age group, and what how they view their particular member of parliament and whether or not the member of parliament is a minister and whether or not they believe that this person is doing it. There's only five questions. It's very quick. Bop, 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 bop. And I want an average about 50 persons per constituency if I can get that.
But you know, the government don't think the way you think, because they could do these type of things to move the country forward. But you...
Well, the government needs to give me a consultancy. That's it. That's simple. And I'm not the only person in the country. I will be a fool to believe that I'm the only person. There's always a remnant.
I believe that.
I just get preachy. There's always a remnant. There are people who I wish to connect with in this country who have forward thinking and an idea of how we need to progress that's outside the auspices of politics. I don't involve in politics to get things done in this country.
Exactly. I'm starting to feel the same way. Politics to me is almost a waste of time for me.
Politics is only for notoriety. If you leave a $300,000 job to be able to hope to God to make $100,000, then the shortfall of nearly $200,000, right? The shortfall of $200,000 is given to you with social accolades and pats on the back. That's it. Not everybody won't be a thief. But, you know, sometimes when you recognize that the lifestyle that you live with $300,000... Yeah, that's what you want. That's what people...
You already got money and you're still thieving more. Why?
Because that's what thieves do, sir.
You know, someone promised me a couple of $1 million to come in short order, you know. And I don't know what I can do with it. I really don't, honestly. Nothing that I really
Somebody promised you that this was a prophecy. I need to understand.
Well, actually, it's my father.
Oh, okay. You can figure out something, sir.
You think so?
Of course. Oh. You could duplicate the money.
Well, you know, money ain't that Double strong in my life, you know. I just like people. I like, you know, the country we live in. I like people to get along. And all this violence on the streets.
I know you can find a lot of cousin when you get that.
Man, Jesus.
Cuz.
But if you give me just 1 minute, I want to give a special shout out to these young people from Mingles, from the University of Bahamas. They're running a cross-country race. And I'll tell you why it caught my attention, Howard. The girl looked good. You see how good this girl looked?
Oh, Jesus.
She looked good. This is the future of our country right here. Markel.
Baby, Nubo, I can't see.
Number 12, 23. Boy, she looked good. She representing. She looked like a Miss Bahamas type woman. Strong. I can't see. She running strong. 12, 23. But then I won't be biased today. Christopher Miners, and we got one fellow here, Dennis Williamson. He must be family. He must have got Ackland's blood. Yeah, man. I want to give a shout out to them today, Howard, with your permission. To continue running for the Bahamas, continue making us proud. And I just wanted to give you a special shout out today for your contribution.
It's always good to be able to see persons commit themselves to something greater. I think that this generation has become disenchanted with the supporting of the government or hoping that the government... They say they hear too much stories, man. They didn't promise the woman a house. They ain't never give her a house, right? They didn't promise that they give the fella a piece of property. Ain't no infrastructure to the property. You got to buy all the pole. Each pole costs $5,000. Jesus Christ, I'll keep your property. I can't. This ain't make no sense. Huh?
Mm-mm.
This is what they've seen. This is what they've heard over the course of time.
Well, Howard, this is what I woke up with this morning before you go to your break and give out your phone numbers. This is what came to my mind this morning. I looked at the governing party at this particular time. And we had a great show yesterday, by the way. And you can listen to that online through Garden Radio. Howard will tell you how to listen to previously recorded shows. I'm looking at the behavior of the royal opposition at this time. And I'm looking at the confusion within the third party ranks in this country. And I'm asking myself, where is the next leader for the next 7 years of this country?
Confusion within the third party ranks.
Well, I mean, we don't know who's who. I mean, Cassius went to the FNM and Orinthius, but the FNM and Ali McIntosh, she's in and out. And then, you know, the guy, Lincoln Bain, he...
Ali McIntosh in the church. But she's the BCP, she's putting out a couple of things.
But in and out, but you don't know what's... You know, I'm just simply saying, for the Bain people to have a comfort level to say, this is a person who is born to lead. This is a person who is going to take this country to the next level. I do not see or even feel the confidence level from the Bain people. I've called FNMs, I've called PLPs, and there's a very high level of dismay in the electorate of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and I'm concerned about that.
I won't say this to you, and we're getting up on the 12:30 hour, so you know I got to take a commercial break, but I won't say this before I do that.
Very concerned.
I think we are not necessarily attached to an understanding of what leadership is. I think we know the Webster's concept of what leadership should be. But in terms of translation, we haven't taken on the opportunity to identify what leadership is. I think we've done a great deal in putting emphasis, and maybe this is the slavery in us, that we've put so much significant emphasis on your articulation and the way that you could, the rhythm of your voice, right? I think for the majority of us blacks, for those that are black, that have identified persons through their hue and say, you're light skin and you're curly hair, you could be a good leader. I can tell you this. I'm going to tell you a very short joke and a very quick joke. I walked with a very good friend in in a certain area in Nassau when I was running with the DNA. I just want to be decent. I'm not going to call his name. I figure you can figure this out.
You walking in Nassau now? This is in Nassau.
Yeah. I live in Grand Bahama, but I came to Nassau. I'm running with the DNA, and I walk in with my guy. And he tells me a story. He says, Howard, I knocked on these particular doors. Right? Now, we were sharing stories of how people interact with us when we went to these doors for the first time. This is what we've done. Mm-hmm. And he said, Howard, I went to this door, and the woman came to the door with a towel. She had nothing on, just a towel.
The woman came to the door with
just a towel on. She's just like a, like she just come out of the tub.
This was a sexy woman.
I don't know how she looked. We didn't. The way the story was progressing.
Yeah.
It didn't matter how she looked. It only mattered what she did.
You'll be fresh. We trying to get a picture. You see. No, everything good.
If he tell me the story, then it's an innocent story. If he didn't tell me the story, then it's a different story.
I know your wife listening. You can tell me no.
Well, praise God. I'm telling you the story.
All right, tell me the story.
So you said this person came to the door. He's stammering. Hey, how you doing? Uh-huh. I'm such and such a person. Uh-huh. I'm with the DNA, and we're looking for your support. We're looking for your vote.
And she naked.
And she in a towel.
Yeah.
Now, how, if anybody's ever campaigned before, you go in groups. You never go to nobody door by yourself.
Not supposed to.
No. You go in groups.
Unless you know the person.
Right? You still go in groups, right? You go in groups because you get some apprentices there and people need to understand how you can articulate these things, so forth and so on. Mm-hmm. You do what you got to do. This is campaign. This is also training ground.
You do what you got to do.
You do what you got to do.
Okay.
So he went to the door. He knocked. He introduced himself. He said who he was. She's in a towel. He said, Howard, I went by myself to this door. So I said, Jesus, what you going to yourself put the door for?
So
he said, because I was on the next side of the road, and I just go in there, and the woman come to the door in a towel, and she dropped the towel. Yeah. He said, Howard, she said to me, baby, I want you come in and just give me one of these white babies. That's what she said. Hold on, you're trying to figure out who this is and so forth and so on. Just be decent. This is what happened at this point.
Yeah, that happens.
I laugh, and me and him laugh. Because this is the mindset, and I going right back to the top of this thing.
But you never give it a white baby.
We have a complex in our minds as those persons who are suffering PTSD, post-traumatic slave syndrome.
Mm-hmm. Want a white baby.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The idea that we assume that leadership is topical. We assume that leadership is our skin color. We assume that leadership is articulation. We assume that leadership is pretty eyes.
Yes.
But we don't understand that leadership is application, organization, understanding, commitment, focus, community, and a relentless push to a greater objective. We haven't seen a leader in this country in decades.
I agree.
Decades.
I agree.
Decades.
I agree.
And you keep misinterpreting the idea of a good manager for a natural inclination of a leader.
And guess what?
And so you got to separate yourself from those particular things.
And guess what? Before you take the break, right? I know that's a brief moment. But as you go into your break, that has actually spread into your churches. You don't know what a good leader is in your churches as a pastor. You don't know what a good leader is even in your homes. Your daddy ain't no good. You understand? And so this whole idea of good leadership, as you just so eloquently put it, is definitely missing in our society. And it's showing on the streets. This is why you could read today the 85th murder in Windsor Place. There's no leadership in these communities. There's no one to say, let's stop the violence. Let's put a project together and let's do better.
Well, I want to talk about that, ladies and gentlemen. Hit me up, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. Quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Japanese import, and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to...
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on...
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, the Foundation, live and in full effect. I see your calls. You know the numbers. Let's get right to the calls. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Hello.
Hey, Howard. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Hey, God, you all
right? Right here, man, doing well.
Man, that was a good show you had the other day. You know, I know you can handle it.
Well, thanks to Howard for giving me the opportunity, you know. But I enjoyed myself. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, Howard, before you join the line of becoming a consultant to the government, you know, like you always say, all we got is consultant from the Treasury, paying them from the Treasury. You got to prove to me that I'd be a good consultant, man. Now you got to start with Guardian Radio. Because Guardian Radio now, to me, is turning into one and a half show. One and a half. Your show is the one. And
I can't let you condemn the people to death.
I know you're right there, man. But that's why you should let me say it.
I want the people cuss me to say that I'm encouraging you to do. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be decent.
This is what I'm saying.
You gotta let everybody listen. You gotta let everybody get a chance.
Yeah, but if you're gonna be a consultant, you gotta be able to tell people when they're not.
And as a rookie in this thing, these people are professionals. They've been doing this for a long time, and I'm grateful for an opportunity to be here. See what I did there? I just want to be decent.
Well, guess what? But Howard and Mr. Dwight Strawn made it possible for me to get a show. I'm going to have my own show September 15th.
Tell everybody.
You know, September 15th.
Tell everybody, God.
5 p.m. to 6:30. It's a family hour. You can call in, get involved. So I'll be on the weekend on every Sunday. And during the week, I'll be here with my good friend Howard Grant. And we'll be having a great time. So... the one and a half that you speak about, I do believe some changes are taking place.
Everyone has, I think.
Guardian Radio is stepping their
game
up.
The eclectic nature of our community.
Yeah.
The diverse nature of our community. The melting pot that has become Nassau, that has become the Bahamas.
Uh-huh.
And the different views that are being adopted, that are being acknowledged, that are being incorporated, are all represented here on Guardian Radio.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's important that we say that. I see a lot of persons gravitate towards a traditional. They gravitate towards something that is unique to them. They gravitate towards what is, you know, comfortable to them. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't want to fight nobody. I'm appreciative to everyone.
He's speaking as a diplomat right now.
I'm not. Yeah. For their space and what they do.
But I'm sure he doesn't mean any ill intent. That's our friend. He's just making his observations of what he appreciates.
Yeah.
So we can appreciate that. And we thank you.
Yeah, no, because I can get a call about that, by the way.
No, but you're going to be all right. That's just a fan.
I appreciate you, sir.
Yeah, it's just a fan.
Thank you very much.
Everybody deserves a fan.
Yeah.
Even if you only got five.
Five fans?
I mean, if you only got five.
I got one fan.
Let your five fans sing.
That thing is lick all night. And then.
No, we ain't getting your business no more. We ain't with no towel at the door and all the rest of that.
That is my story.
Oh, Sodom Messiah.
That is not my story, sir.
Sodom Messiah.
I am telling you a story that was told to me.
Yes.
And as a result of that story, I assess... that the mindset that exists in these particular areas. And it was an impoverished area that he was walking in.
Yeah, I got you.
I'll bring him on to tell the story one of these days.
But I like the things that you say and do, Howard. Your mind, the way it works. You know, I was given an opportunity on your show, And I got a call immediately. I felt like you. I got a call immediately after the show from my very good friend, Dr. Diana Knowles. And she said, you know, Gosman is a little hard on the preachers. But there are some good preachers out there, Howard Grant, that do their part in the community. So, Dr. Diana Knowles, I want to just make sure that people understand that you are a community woman. We have Miss Laura Johnson from Hilltop Ministries. We got your cousin that comes on the show with us. That's Roel, right?
Devin
Roel that comes on the show. He does his part. And then we have the Great Commission Ministries. There are pastors that are doing their part. So when I speak the way I speak, I'm only speaking with those crooks. You know, we got some crooks out there who have no Jesus in them. They have no Holy Ghost. They don't know who the Father is. They're just in it for the money. So I'm just telling baby people to, you know, just be aware as to who you're worshiping or who helps you to worship or who you congregate with. Just be careful because, you know, you got a whole lot of false prophets out there. Howard's show is not a religious show like my show might be. But
you got to invite me to your show, by the way.
Yeah, read Revelation chapter 19, lake of fire just for the false prophet and the beast. Read it. It's in the end of Revelation chapter 19. So a lot of these preachers, they go into hell, eh? I just wanted you to know that.
When they can say, Lord, Lord, didn't I
they ain't no good.
Prophesy in your name.
They ain't no good. Got a lot of men no good. But Howard, I like the way you present. I like your brain. I like your fans. I like the people that call in. We do get some negativity from time to time, but the battery is no good if you don't have a negative. What you say?
My God.
Because we need some positive, some negative to keep this current moving.
So we have a good charge.
We don't even take it personally. This is all for the nation. The foundation
I can't
is all for the nation.
This, I can't carry it home.
This program is just for the nation.
I can't carry it home.
We don't carry it home.
No. I leave it right here.
Right here. Right on here. The microphone.
Right here.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful, guys, if you want to join in the conversation and being able to do the same, leave it right here. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. That's the text line. I just want to talk like this. You know what? I spoke with Devin this morning, and he said, Howard, I'd like to have a second show with you. Because I told you, he sat in also, right?
Yeah.
And he said, Howard, I'd like to sit with you and be a guest and have a second part of that integrity conversation that we're having,
mm-hmm.
right? And I said, I'd love to do that. So on Friday, I think we're going to be able to get that done. But the truth of the matter is, if we look at the scope of this, right? The first day we had Bishop Delton Fernanda, Bishop Delton Ellis, and Pastor Hervis Bean.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I listened back at that show. I didn't have an opportunity to listen to the entire thing live. Right. I listened mm-hmm. back at that show. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, this is an excellent opportunity for them to be able to talk about what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought to myself, I could not expect them to levy the kind of condemnation or identify. Can I say this? They're my friends. Can I say this? Levy the kind of condemnation and
why not?
Present the level of transparency.
Why not?
I couldn't expect that.
You know why? Because we often talk about transparency and accountability in this country for the House of Parliament. So why can't we have the same accountability?
It was an excellent show.
I'm not taking away from the show. I'm just saying that why can't we bring that same accountability and transparency to the House of God? What's wrong with that? You know, I think we need to get this thing right. If you're going to be a public servant, then the public needs to know who you are and what you are about. If you want to have a private lifestyle, then stay out of the public's view. That's all I'm simply saying, sir.
Well, I just want to be decent.
You know, we talk about the prime minister. We talk about the cabinet ministers. We talk about the members of parliament. And they, why are you talking about me like that? Why you are a public individual. What do you want us to do? We only can tell you what we see. And like I told my good friend, you don't like what we say, then call the show
and
tell us what you don't like.
This is what their training should be for. This is what training should be for.
For what?
Training should teach politicians how to have thick skin. Not just aspirants, politicians. That means after you've already been ratified, identified, there should be a workshop to talk about the fact that Bahamian people don't care about you. They don't care about your mother. They don't care about your brothers and your auntie, sister.
Do they know
Bahamian
that?
Bahamian people don't care nothing but none of y'all.
You know something?
Bahamian people will show you a good face and ask you for something. And if you can't get them straight,
to hell with you.
To hell with you. So you could go to hell. We didn't want nothing to do with you. Don't come back to this. This is Bahamian people.
And as soon as you leave the House of Parliament,
this Bahamian people,
nobody cares about you.
This is, see, but you don't know that because of the accolades and all the chairs, Papa, and you stand up beside Papa, and you stand up beside Perry Christie, and you stand up beside Brave Davis, and you stood all these things. You thought that that was for you. Ain't nobody care but you.
No, but they're getting admitted.
You need to have orientation for that.
Yeah, but they get it.
And I have a very clear understanding that when people start talking about you, shut up.
Yeah.
No, let's just be decent.
Yeah.
When people start talking about you, unless they defame in your character, take that and deal with it and do your job.
Howard, you know where I live. You one of the few people who know where I live, but I get strangers come by every now and then and find out where I live. I've been called thief, crooked, drug dealer, And
everything but a child of God.
And juicer.
They
call me these things.
This is a lot, sir.
I mean, that's a Bahamian term, but y'all know what I'm talking about.
You mean
right?
Like the carrots and cucumbers and
you
stuff
know
like
what
that?
I'm talking about. The womanizer. You know, they got this thing about me, right?
Okay, go
I mean, I'm glad they put me on that side of the fence. But
my God.
It's all good in Jesus' name. But I'm just simply saying to you, in this Bahamas, we're so tightly knit, as you just said, that politicians, if you don't understand that there's always someone observing you, someone watching you, someone's going to miss what you've said or whatever you've done, then, man, you're not fit for the
you
House of Assembly.
You can't get in politics if you're scared for people to criticize you on all the allegations that's been levied against a certain person of a particular caliber and a particular organization and how they're going to be separate and so forth and so on. Just yesterday, talk to me, just yesterday, you got to know that you got to come battle ready. You got to be built forward tough. So, when you're dealing with Bahamian people.
So let me hit my politician for the day. Could I hit Michael Pintar today?
Okay, let's go then.
I want to know, as the leader of the royal opposition, you did excellently well. I'm making my own verbiage of you now. During the convention, you battled, you was victorious, and I'm going to say this to you over the air. Man, you really look good. You, your wife, champions. I mean, it was just fine style for me.
This was during the convention.
Yeah, because we were there on where we was again at Bahama. I think
we was not just at Bahama.
Where were we at?
We was at Aaron Bailey Park.
Yeah,
and we went to the convention center.
Yes,
Bahama Convention Center.
Yes,
so
yes.
We were part
I know
of.
I was there because I know it's regal. I remember being.
Yeah,
in the
we
regal
interviewed
atmosphere.
Those persons and we had a very good conversation.
And Howard, for the life of me, receiving whatever stipend you get as the leader of the party, there are people that are depending on you to be the strength and fabric of opposition in this country. And it almost seems to me as if you are outspoken by people within the third party ranks at this particular time. It almost feels as if that the FM is just blah. It's just, it has
y'all
this lackluster.
Y'all have to me to have a real conversation.
I'm trying, I know we spoke to him and he said to me that, you know, no, we're doing things and
no,
we're
y'all
speaking
have to
people.
Loose me. You have to loose me to have a real conversation. If you are ready for that.
We got
to
have this conversation.
No,
because,
if you're ready for a real conversation, I need to be loose.
Because I am not totally satisfied with the performance of the PLP government at this time. There's some things that I'd like to see improved, but there's no voice, there's no pin that sticks you in the rear that says to you, get up, man, and move. I'm not feeling that progression, that energy that the Bahamas should have at this particular time. I'm looking at other nations around the region. I'm looking at other nations around the world. And when you see Bahamians are more interested in American politics and who's shooting who over in Israel and Palestine and all over the world, you're simply saying to me that you're up on that which is Bahamian and that which happens in our daily lives.
I'm ready to have a real conversation about that. Let me take a telephone call first. Caller on the line, go ahead.
Again, how's my good buddies over there?
Well, it's good to be called buddy. Go ahead.
Call on the line, go ahead.
I think he got cut.
Hello?
I think he got cut off.
Don't fight me. I
want you to be loose as a goose. I don't want you being decent, but just be loose as a goose. Because right now,
no one is prepared for these conversations in politics. I don't have no skin in the game. I don't have nobody in there. Everything that I've done was above board, transparent, and through the course of business. And if we can have this conversation here on the foundation, we can have to have a real conversation. The reason why we've seen so much that we've seen being able to move up towards the 1st of June for the convention for the Free National Movement is because it was essential. It was an essential thing to happen. The die was already cast, and Michael Pintard was going to be the leader.
Okay.
We knew that when he made the pronouncement. I know that. Mm-hmm. I was indifferent when we said this, but then I thought about it in retrospect, and I said, deep down in my gut, I knew that he knew that he was going to win. I knew that.
Okay.
Okay? As I sit down with myself and my thoughts, and I said to myself, he beat Minnis 3-1. Mm-hmm. He beat Minnis 3-1. There are people that came out and voted for Michael Pintard that he doesn't even know. He doesn't know these people. He probably never met these people. He doesn't know some of these people who've committed themselves to him, and they would necessarily know him.
So there's a vote
but
against
there
Minnis.
No, it wasn't a vote against Minnis. Let's watch me.
Okay.
There was a meeting, Michael Pintard, and the victory that he sought.
The ventriloquist.
There was a mediator that for the first time since 1992, he got deep down in the trenches and pulled in a great deal of favors to ensure that Michael Pintard found that victory.
Okay.
Michael Pintard found that victory. He's victorious, articulate, insightful, exuberant, energetic, and ready to go.
Everything that we've had for past leadership over the decades.
The team around Michael Pintard also was strategically put in a position.
Okay.
This team, right? Extensive, both the trifecta of leadership in the FNM and the extended team around him, many of those persons were strategically put in place in preparation for the rhythm that's happening in the country. FNM, PLP. There's an expectation that the next cycle would be FNM. So you got to be able to put your people in place to ensure that when this tide takes over, that your people in the proper place. Okay.
I got you.
However, what has happened is that it's gone right back to the top of the conversation. The difference between training and the difference between natural intellect to be able to get to a position of leadership.
Gotcha.
So that's the difference between management and leadership.
Yes.
Okay. We've seen that FNM have natural leadership capabilities in 1992, 1997. Those people around him, around Hubert Ingraham, naturally moved towards leadership. He's identified those persons. He scouted those persons. He strategically put in, and we found productivity. What's happening now is Michael Pintard, in my view, humbly, very humbly, he has to barter in his position to identify the voices and the individuals that he seeks to put in place simply because his victory is 65% his. And so the other 35%, he has to barter that to ensure that at least we could be able to get a balance to show once of unity in the organization and to show two that, okay, you know, my people stood in place. That's what it is. I can't fault Michael Pintard. I believe he has a passion. I believe he has a desire. I believe that he has vision that he's casted in the organization. But his vision may be contaminated with persons who don't share that vision, who's attached to other camps. I feel philosophical as I'm saying this. I feel almost like a parable because I don't want to be able to step on anybody's toes. But I want to say to you that they have to lose Michael Pintard to be the leader that he can be. The Free National Movement has to lose Michael Pintard to be the leader that he can be. I'm saying to you that some of the things that I've seen, it didn't come out of the brain that we've heard Michael Pintard speak about. Some of the things that I'm seeing in the organization is an old-time mind. Some of the things that I'm seeing in the organization is not what I hear Michael Pintard articulate. You understand where you're coming from?
I wonder if the behemoth people are listening to what you're saying.
I'm watching the FNM execute things.
And you don't feel the Michael Pintard.
That's not what he said. That's not the idea of technological insight, innovation, creativity, so forth and so on. These are the same things that was done in 1992. These are the same thing. So if either you're looking for this to work because it worked before, or someone is saying to you, this will work because it worked before.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Don't fight him.
I don't like it.
I think he's going to be an excellent leader, but some things you got to shake.
So, okay.
And that is why now, in retrospect, we can look back on why Minnis was perceived to be rude and dismissive and separating himself so he could be the leader that he was supposed to be, because you contaminate your potential when you incorporate old wineskins. Jesus, and his get preaching. You got to calm down.
There's an issue, though, that you have to look at when you're talking about allowing him to be the leader that he could be. He does definitely have the potential. He has shown the charisma necessary to move the nation. But like you once again said, there's a retardation in terms of, I think the agent that's responsible for the retardation is actually financial. Because the one who has the money, they say, is king. The question is, can he financially survive without the ventriloquist, without the mediator, and those other entities actually taking the helm?
Somebody text me and say, Howard, you're talking a bunch of BS and too much. There's no wisdom. Well, call in and set me straight.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
You ain't got to cuss me on the people's phone. I tell you, I can read your text. Call in and set me straight. Let everybody hear your voice. Let everybody hear your position. Let everybody hear your articulation. Let everybody hear your wisdom. Let us learn something from you, since you know so much, or cut your radio off. Jesus, let's just be decent. Let's be decent.
Yeah.
Because you can't stand this. The point where you text, but call. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the 2300-5720, or hit me up 422-4796. If you don't see this, then you're blind. And he that have an eye, let him see.
So before you go to your break then, what I'm hearing you say is that here is a strong potential leader for
Michael
our country.
Michael Pintard is the leader for the future.
But he is not able to exercise as he would wish, because there are some elements involved in the situation that may be hindering him from his
biblically. You can't put new wine in old wine skins. That's a biblical principle that we can't shake. Principle mean if you believe in Jesus Christ and apply these things, you can move in a progressive direction. If you believe in Satanism and you apply these principles, you can move in the same direction. You understand? Yeah. This is a principle. You can't shake principles. You can't put new wine in old wine skins. Michael Pintard represents new wine.
Yes.
New wine.
New generation.
A new generation.
Yeah.
New ideas. Mm-hmm. New concepts and ideas. He seeks to be able to bring new people into the organization. A new direction for growth and development in the country. But y'all want to take the man back to where y'all used to be in the FNM. Yeah. That's hard.
I like it. I like that.
That's hard.
I like it, Howard.
That's hard. See, Michael, they can fight me for this. I know they can fight me for this.
You're
going to fight me for this, and I can accept the fight. But unless and until you could call in and defend your position and say, Howard, this is why you are wrong. Because I tell you, I'm not intimately involved in the organization. But as an observer.
Yes. With an opinion.
As an observer with an opinion and a platform.
Yes.
I can be able to say these things.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm not going to reject you if you call in and say otherwise.
I'm the first one to say I like it. I like it.
That's it. This is a biblical principle. And if Michael and I have a one-on-one, heart-to-heart conversation, no mics included, he will tell me, how would you write?
And I've heard people say, I really want Michael Pintard to do well, but they're saying, what's going on? But I like the way you brought that to the table.
I just want
to
be decent.
And so all of you people out there, Muff Roll and Jeff Delavaux and the rest of you, let's get this conversation going.
It is undeniable that Michael Pintard has the elements necessary to take the Free National Movement and eventually, in event he finds himself in the position, the country, to the leadership that we desire, that we require, that we've been looking for. But he can't do that if he's been shocked by the stagnation of an organization.
You're right, Howard.
I just want to be decent.
52, give us a call, man. Let's get the rest of this thing rolling.
Quick commercial break. Get to news. Be right back after this. Foundation.
Foundation. This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Start your day off with a mouth-watering deal. Available only at Wendy's. Introducing our new weekday breakfast deal that gives you a choice between three delicious items for just $3. You heard right. Monday through Thursday mornings, you get a choice between our bakery bliss croissant, breakfast baconator, or a three-piece pancake meal. Each only $3. Stop by your nearest Wendy's today. Better mornings always start at Wendy's.
It's time for Guardian Radio and AML's second annual Back to School Snackathon. We are accepting donations at the Register of Solomon's Fresh Market and Cosplay locations in both Nassau and Freeport. And with your donation, you can make a difference to a family and a child going back to school with the gift of snacks. No amount is too small, and if you are a My Solomon Smart Rewards member, consider donating your points. So let's come together and make this school year unforgettable. Donate today and help us make a difference in the lives of children across the Bahamas. Promotion ends September 5th, 2024.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Wednesday. Guys, make sure you go down there and check out my good, decent people at Coco Plum Bistro. They are located in the Green Plaza right there as you headed towards Lightfoot Key. On the northern side, ask for my good, good, decent friend Chantel. They have great, great deals going on. Great things, great packages. You want to go down there and get some good food? Go down there and check them out. They got live food, live music and great entertainment on the weekend. So check them out. 676-6676 or check them out opentable.com. Opentable.com. Wow. I'm sitting here with Garth Roseborough, just being able to chop these things down and have a good conversation. Garth, we're here, and okay, so
I always enjoy my breaks with you, Howard.
When you start to put things on the table,
yeah.
Right? One thing I need to let people know, I'm not afraid to be wrong. I don't believe that I'm the oracle, and I believe that we all could learn together. I view us collectively as a melting pot with a desire to get to the same objective. No matter your religion, no matter your faith, no matter your position, no matter your church, no matter your education, all of us want to be able to see the country move forward.
Yeah.
And so we open up the lines to be able to have a conversation and decent discourse.
Yeah. Chop it up. Break it down.
Yeah.
Let's have a
decent discourse. We ain't condemning no one. And nothing I said was condemnation to Michael Pintard.
Yeah.
I've identified him and continue to be able to praise him for the innovation and
the
capability that he has.
The
space that he's in may restrict him from being able to spread his wings.
Okay.
The way that he envisions.
So during the break, we were having a good time as we normally do. And I wondered what was the difference between Michael Pintard presently and the brave Davis as in the role of a deputy prime minister or just a cabinet minister or regular member of parliament for Cat Island, San Salvador, and Rum Key. What is the difference? Because, as you mentioned, at one point he too was in the wilderness, but he's now the prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
So let's fix the question. What you was asking me and what I gathered from what you initially asked me is why Michael Pintard is in this particular position.
Yes.
And Brave Davis has found himself sort of liberated.
Yes.
And being able to have access to these things. When Brave Davis was in his political wilderness, when he was in his political time of separation, when he was growing and expanding, when he was a part of the law firm of...
I got you.
Ingram and Cowell, Davis and Cowell, however they set it up, right?
Davis, yeah.
Ingram Christie Davis, how they set this up. He was in a learning period. And what I like about Brave is that he learns in solitude. He doesn't enunciate part. He doesn't speak aloud.
No, he doesn't.
So he absorbs the information and then you see him act. That's leadership. He absorbs the information and then you recognize that there was a deficit in
the organization.
Not just the PLP. There was a deficit, economic deficit in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever he's done, he made himself useful in his wilderness experience. So whenever you needed support, you could go to Brave, and Brave will support you. Now, Brave may not give you everything you ask for, but you know that you can get at least mobilization to get to your objective when you go to Brave. That happens right now. Right now, today. FNMPLP, QRST, DNA, XML. It don't matter. You could go to Brave Davis today. Have a conversation, present a plan, and he can help you, if only with mobilization. He may not give you the whole hog, but my God, you didn't eat nothing. Now you got a whole leg.
I've actually seen former Prime Minister Perry Gladstone Christie, actually, he was confronted with a financial situation, and his words were, you better call Brave.
Okay, now watch me.
So I'm going to ask you this now. In the FNM, the people on the street.
Let me finish this thing. Let me finish. Because Brave Davis has made himself, he has made for himself a name in his political wilderness. Mm-hmm. He kept his posture. Mm-hmm. He kept his humidity. And he climbed in the organization. Whenever persons came to him, he never pronounced that to the world. And I did this for you. And blah, blah, blah. He never did that.
No.
They came to him, parts of his organization and parts of the opposition. Mm-hmm. They came to him. He supported them. They was able to get to their objectives. We never even hear about the story until Brave was moving towards leadership against Perry Gladstone Christie. Again, somewhere with you.
Yeah.
When Brave was leading towards leadership and people were saying Brave could be the next prime minister, Perry Christie was in the seat. This is before Perry lost.
I recall.
When Brave was sitting in this position, Brave ain't opened his mouth yet. He ain't opened his mouth yet. Everyone was carrying the water for Brave.
Men
and women
was
coming all, they was getting all around the country on various radio stations and saying, this is what Brave has done for me. Mm-hmm. This is the type of person that Brave is. This is what Brave has done for me. Okay, now watch me. There was a conversation that happened between leadership and the organization, deputy leadership and the head of the leadership at the PLP, and asked Brave to step down. Brave, in his humble posture, Prime Minister, the deputy Prime Minister at this time, he took on the position and he knew that the next time was his time. Mm-hmm. Brave has he's not tethered to no man. He is a leader amongst leaders. Mm-hmm. That's the difference between him and Michael Pintard. Michael Pintard has supported persons significantly throughout the organization. But where Brave has him by a hair is that economically, he was able to empower some people that shift the entire landscape. Now, when you're talking about leadership individually and the capability for foreseeing what needs to happen in the future, I think Michael Pintard has him by that hair. But it's a balance. It's a balance when you're talking about politics. You got to be balanced in this position.
You should be.
You got to be balanced. The phone line's late, right up, brother. You got to ask something. Go ahead.
No, I just said, I like what you said. Does the FNM have such a person in waiting as Philip Brave Davis was in the PLP? So we have Michael Pintard now waiting to become a prime minister, but is there a secondary person who's now paying their dues in the Free National Movement who could also potentially be the next prime minister of the country?
I haven't heard anybody taking on the posture of what Brave has done. I haven't. Now, I'm not saying that these people do not exist. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking about former leadership. I'm talking about potential leadership.
Yes.
I haven't heard of anyone who has taken on that sort of portfolio that Brave existed in for a very long time that can mirror what he's done. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead. Caller on the line with us live, go ahead. Next caller. Caller on the line with us live, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Howard.
Hey, how you doing?
Spock here. Who that is with you?
This Garth.
Hey, Garth, this Spock here. How y'all doing?
I good. You really ain't coming back to Adelaide no more for Chewy.
Yeah.
You ain't coming back to Adelaide for Chewy.
Adelaide?
Yeah, man. We doing good things.
No. I can get back there, man. I mean, God between me and you.
I know.
God between me and you. I've been having a little difficult time. I had one or two. I don't normally get sick, but I normally get injured.
Wow. I got to come take you up, man.
I just came from Dr. Boo this morning.
And how you doing?
I'm putting on one of them big boot on my foot.
So you can really kick some backside now.
Yeah. No, you know, waking around the yard and thing at my age and then trying to do back calf from and I go and kick my left foot up against one sidewalk. And I broke my toes and thing in four different places.
Okay, Sparky, I'll buy
it. So you can imagine the pain and thing I've been going through for a couple of days and last week. So I just came from Dr. Dane Brew on Centerville. But I got, you know, I would have, I'll get back to you with this thing, you know. When I come back, like I say, I remember like last time when we was going through the other election with Perry Christie and all that kind of thing. Then Antoine used to call the talk show, and every time you hear Antoine Coleman, he coming, the Right Honorable Perry Christie, the Right Honorable Perry Christie, all that kind of thing. Everything was okay. I don't hear him saying the same thing to Bob, though. Hello?
Yeah, I don't, I what you
I
mean?
Don't hear him saying the same thing to Brave.
He don't acknowledge Brave?
No, I hear him talk with the PLP,
yeah.
The party that he's affiliated with.
Yeah.
But when Perry Christie was in the, with the Prime Minister, Antoine, the first word, come on, Antoine, more every time he opened him out, was the Right Honorable Perry Christie.
Could I?
You know I'm saying the same thing to Brave.
Could I say something to you, though?
You look like you're trying to start problems. You didn't stop.
In defense of Antoine Thompson, though, his father, Ezra Thompson, was recognized as one of two friends of
please
Perry Glasson.
I'm the producer not to cut me because I got something to say.
Okay.
Well, go ahead. Say what you got to say.
No, I was listening to God. God was saying
I'm saying that Ezra Thompson was named publicly in the Gazette as one of two friends of Perry Gladstone Christie. One was Miss Laura, who sells the vegetables there on Torning Darling Highway. And the other person was Antoine's father, Ezra Thompson. So whenever Ezra Thompson had a birthday party, Perry Gladstone Christie actually visited that home on regular occasion. And at one particular occasion, I actually sat at the right side of Perry Gladstone Christie at that party as a guest. And so this is the type of friendship that they have. And I'm assuming that Antoine just has a deep regard and a deeper respect for Perry Gladstone Christie. Because
I like what you did.
More possibly, Brave has never visited the house. I don't know. Unless someone could tell me differently. But it's actually a very personal relationship. And I've seen it and I've evidenced it.
Go ahead, Sparky. What you think?
Yeah, like I say, Howard. I grew up in the Valley. I'm 73 years old. I was in the Valley, won't be a bee before Perry gone into the house. When Perry went into the house, that was 1977.
Wow.
That was when my second daughter was born. She was born in February 27, 1977.
Okay.
So that tell you how long I was in the Valley? With the Valley Boys, I took the Valley Boys' first bomber in 1958. My mother started the Valley Boys with the first contribution for A.B. Malcolm and gave Gus Cooper the money to start the Valley Boys. So I got history
12 pounds.
To tell you about this TLP and SNL. I was there when the UBB was there. You guys have just born in this, coming into nobody's history. I got it in my blood.
Sparky, can I ask a question quickly before you go? How do you really feel, just give your honest opinion, how do you honestly feel right now about Bahamian politics compared from 73 to now? How do you really feel about us as a country politically? Can you give us that?
I said that I feel like we went back about 70 years. Backwards.
Mm-hmm. And that's across the divide.
They cut it.
Okay.
Give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. The producers took you up. Let me get the next caller. Caller, on the line with us live, go ahead. Caller, on the line with us live, go ahead. No? Well, okay. Garth, I just want to shoot straight. I mean,
I
like Sparky.
I see you looking calm. I see you looking calm and collected. So, what's
I like Sparky. I like Sparky's posture to be able to tell us about that.
Yeah.
But he said it took us back 70 years. The PLP is a 70-year-old organization. So
wow. So he's talking about genesis.
It took us back pre-PLP.
But you and I spoke about the reset necessary.
Sparky is 73 years old. So he could probably faintly remember a time where there was an organization.
Wow.
He could faintly remember these particular things.
The fight was
and if
real.
It took us back to this particular time, then we have to remember the stories of this time. Then we have to remember the sort of an idea that provoked people to agitate for something to happen.
Mm-hmm.
In life, every 80 years or so, there is a turning. There is a turning this shift that happens in our societies.
But we missed the 40-year one. It's one at 40, but we missed that one. So we're looking now at 70, 80 years of a turning.
And you know what? That last turning is always a tumultuous turn.
Yes.
Yeah, it always has some level of turmoil and turbulence associated with it. Mm. And if we look at 80 years ago in our country, it was the first term, the first turn that we've seen that provoked us into revolution. And as a result of that revolution, birthed an idea, birthed the PLP.
That's what, 1956, somewhere there about? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it birthed the PLP. And after birthing the PLP, it birthed innovation, ideas, creativity, synergy to be able to see the country move forward. And then you get to this kind of a lackadaisical nature after you've already set the foundation. And then you get to turmoil, and then you get back to the turn. That's just the nature of life. That's the nature of cycles. Whether it's your blood cycle, whatever it is, that's cycles. You find yourself in the position where you break down. And the question that I have is whether or not we're in that now, whether or not we're breaking down. Now, from a global standpoint, we are hearing wars, rumors of wars. We're hearing, and we're seeing wars that's happening. We're hearing about the potential of civil wars. We're hearing political unrest that exists in these particular... The world is in a shifting space.
Yeah.
And this is what is aggravate me with leadership locally. This is getting me mad because if we could observe this, whether casual or formal, in this particular platform, if we could observe this, if other people could observe this, why hasn't leadership also who convenes good. More than four times a month?
Yeah.
How can they not come to a conclusion that we need to be able to attach and to identify and to address some things? That's just crazy. Let me take a telephone call. Yeah, caller, go ahead, caller.
Good day, Howard.
Hey, my brother, what's happening?
God, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. In good company with Howard. Glad to have him back. He's full of energy and his brain is still working, so that's
praise
a good
God.
Thing. You ain't drink no rum or nothing while he's on
I don't drink rum, sir.
Right, go ahead, caller.
I
sorry.
Stopped that.
Sorry, my friend. Go ahead. Is he there? Hello?
No number buying.
No number buying. Go ahead.
You're coming in and out. I don't know if that's your phone. I don't think that's ours.
Yeah.
Go ahead now. Go ahead.
Y'all don't buy numbers, right?
No way. I don't buy numbers.
I try to read the book of numbers, but I fall asleep.
Because God, you know, he let them 2,500, 400 volts get away, right?
Let me live with this 2,400 volts.
Yeah.
When I come to you for consultation, I can ask the government to give me some of that consultation money so I can give it to you so you can consult me. How about that?
Yeah, I know. God, you say you've been fishing out with LJ.
Yeah.
One day?
Yeah.
I wonder if LG is my godchild. You've been fishing out there.
Well, we can work it out because we're going fishing soon. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go right now, but the weather a little contrary. But my boat is ready to go.
Okay. Well, you know, other than 2,400 volt, Howard let get away. We need people like Howard who got a passion, you know what I mean, to step up. But I know where you really are. But, you know, today make 21 months, 21 days, and Howard and God, these people ain't let the director answer my letter yet, but it's down.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In Crooked Island, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you told me about it.
Yeah, I know that. The town, the country, no. And then, you know, the man there, you know, we all call Brave. He called...
The Honorable Prime Minister.
The Honorable Prime Minister, yeah, Brave Davis.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, so be it. But you know, he called Michael Waterboy last week. That ain't nice.
That ain't Christian.
Huh?
That ain't Christian, eh?
I know, but Christian.
That wasn't language of the House of Assembly, but it wasn't in the House. That wasn't the language that you use within the confines of the House of Assembly, because you know they got a particular decorum in there.
And they called Menace, the competent authority, eh?
Well, that's what he answered to.
Well, there's a little name calling going on there, because I think he called saying, like, remember, tree suit, or what do you call them? Tree piece or something like that. They had a little thing going on inside
there. But I don't think that these things are separate from politics in our country. I think that this is what we've seen.
Maybe be joking, though. I mean, it's okay to jest and lighten the atmosphere of Parliament, but we want to see you waking first. We want to see some things actually happening.
And I don't know whether or not they have. Let me see if I can take a next call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Hello? Hello?
Howard.
Hey.
Howard.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Anton?
How you doing?
Everything good. What's up with you?
God, but you laughing at us.
I'm laughing because I know you're
not
Paul.
I almost didn't hear you.
But I only try to defend you as best I could. I can't eloquently speak as you do to defend, but go ahead, my friend. We're listening.
How are you doing, guys?
I'm doing well. I can't complain.
I read your words. Good afternoon to the nation.
Yes, sir.
I must be sitting in Parliament of yours, or I sitting in the Cabinet.
I think you missed your call and you should have been there. Because you was one sharp dressing fellow and you could talk. You're smooth, boy. You're smooth. Sade, is this Sade or Sade? She says smooth operator.
Boy, I must be in Parliament or in the Cabinet, but anyway, let me just let out a little bit.
Okay, give us a little bit.
Of history, just a little bit.
Go ahead.
So that the next time the person calls in, they can understand what time it is, right?
You mean Sparky?
Yeah.
Okay, let's be clear.
And some edification for others out there. Okay?
Okay, so it's not personal. Go ahead.
The Prime Minister current, the Honorable Philip Brave Davis.
Yes.
And the First Lady, Mistress Anne Marie Davis.
Yes.
They have my undying, full 1,000% support.
I know that.
Okay.
If there be anyone in the PLP that I call to defend anywhere, anytime, any place, it would be those two people in the PLP. There are others as well, but they are the lead. As God tried to explain to the individual, my father's relationship with former Prime Minister Christie goes back to his first introduction into politics in this country, right? From a financial support, from a moral support, from a friendship support, from a fatherly support, from a leadership support, to every other kind of support until he became leader, which my father was very influential
in
ensuring that it happened.
Your dad actually reached into his pocket one time and gave me $1,000. You don't even know that, right?
When Selena was stepping down and there was a fight for the next leader in the party, right? And so my history in the PLP goes way back with Christie, with Christie. However, I took Prime Minister Davis and First Lady Mistress Davis, Sparky. I'm like you.
No.
Who have two or three tongues in your mouth.
Don't throw no rock, man.
I took them on my shoulders. Promoted. Even under the Christie leadership, you would wonder if you really knew what was happening, who did I really support? But I support all of the party. And I don't believe in leaving no man behind. That's my mantra. No woman behind. That's my mantra. I don't kiss butt like most of these people. I don't kiss up underneath people like most of these people. I don't talk one way today and the next way tomorrow like most of these people. When you get someone like me supporting you, you have 1,000% undying loyal support.
Wow.
Which you could never pay for and can't buy.
Wow.
Okay? The quality of support in addition to that isn't the everyday and average support like most people. It's a high grade or a high quality or a high standard of support that's unmatched.
I appreciate it, Anton.
So please don't call my name in your mouth, Spock. Because you may be older than me. But in terms of support, you don't understand the kind of support.
But I think what he was saying, Anton, is that he don't know whether or not you have that kind of an unyielding, undying support, the way that you articulate in your introduction.
I can end with this, Howard. I can end with this. I gave so much support to Prime Minister Davis before he became Prime Minister and First Lady. I caught hell for it in the PLP. You understand what I just said to you, Howard? Without me going into any details?
I understand.
I caught hell for it because where my history and my family history comes from.
There should have been a sense of allegiance.
And the way I think as a stand-up person who doesn't follow the crowd and who don't leave no one behind, I caught hell for it in the PLP. And
I appreciate you, Anton.
Still stood. That's the kind of support that I have for the Prime Minister.
I appreciate you, Anton.
And the First Lady.
I appreciate the telephone call. You give good clarity.
Okay.
You give good clarity. You ain't got a row today. I appreciate your telephone call. Thank you, my buddy. You ain't got a row today. So when you want to call back, we can talk about something more specific. Let me see if I can take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and get right back after this.
Foundation. Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Bahamas, are you ready?
Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group, along with Alpha Sounds, presents
the best of the best, Raking, Scrape, Explosion, Reloaded.
This is the biggest one-day all-Bahamian concert of the year.
Featuring KB, D-Mac, Abby,
Mama D,
Fan Sean,
Shine, 242,
The Falcons,
and more.
Mark your calendars. It's going down November the 2nd
at Super Club Breezes Ground.
Tickets now available at BahamasEtickets.com
or both Beauty Shack location.
General admission $60. VIP Skybox and Sky Pods also available.
For more info, call 394-0819
or email keepthevibealive242 at gmail.com.
Experience the magic once again
with more legends for one night only.
Come party with us November 2nd at Best of the Best.
Raking, Scrape, Explosion, Reloaded.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful day. We won't make it a back and forth being able to go through these things. Sitting here with my good friend Garth Rosebow, being able to do these things and have a good conversation. I want to read some of these texts. So it says, so Howard, you must have money to spend or buy support to be a leader. Is that what you gathered from what I said, Garth?
Absolutely not. But I like, you know, that happens on media. People hear some things that you're not saying. So should we clarify that or should we just allow them to believe what they want to hear?
No, I believe that
but
people...
But I think there's an association with people, money and leadership.
People but, don't see things... Okay, let's just be very clear. Let's be very clear. People don't see things through the light of everyday living when politicians are involved. They see through things through the lens of politics. This is not politics. I said to you, no matter what men needed, if they was FNM, if they were PLP, if they were independents, if you go to Brave Davis, these are the stories that I've heard. If you go to Brave Davis, Brave Davis provides you, if not all the support, he gives you sufficient mobilization. Now, depending on your project, you will never forget a man who helped you get to your goals. This ain't about money. This is about support.
I think that's what the text person is actually saying.
This ain't about money. You can't throw money at everything.
But I'm listening to you, and I'm understanding the text. And I'll say this to you, Howard. Have we ever had a leader that did not have the resource of money in their pocket or around their pocket?
Leaders never have to be able to have the money in their pocket.
Okay, so Lyndon Pendley. That's what I'm on the list. So Lyndon Pendley, was
let's shoot straight.
Was he financially straight?
When fellas come to your constituency, if they have the support, if they are the leaders and they have the support to be able to get to a national objective, they never have to push their hand in their pocket. There is always someone.
But listen to what I'm saying, Howard.
Who we identify in our culture as the bag man.
Yeah, but Howard.
There is always someone who
you.
Can take care of you
I
in those
you,
areas.
But the
Nobody
leadership,
can go in their pocket for you
the
all the
leadership
time.
Has always been somewhat associated with an individual who has done financially well. So Lyndon Pendling, Hubert Alexander Ingram. We had, who else was there? We had Hubert Minnis. We have Brave Davis. We look at people like DNA, what's his name again? Branville McCartney. You look at Arinthia Komolafi. These ain't no broke people. I mean, when you get down into the third party realm, we ain't sure of like Ali McIntosh and Lincoln.
Why you keep calling Ali McIntosh?
No, I'm talking about the leaders of the country.
Okay, good.
I ain't fighting nobody. I'm just simply saying, but normally the person who got some financial stability or some financial ability.
Well, that's the attractive is the nature.
That's what attracts people to. And like you said rightly at the beginning of the show, we have been choosing the wrong individuals for leadership because we've mistaken the attributes that should. Yes.
Superficial.
And you've said that very, very well put. And I think that solidifies what you've said initially. I just want to tie it together.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know whether or not. Okay, so money is mobilization.
Yes,
money is movement.
I guess
no matter what project, idea, concept you have in your head, if you don't have the finances to be able to get to that objective, all you are is a bag of dreams.
So watch this now. I want to say something to you, Howard.
You
may laugh at this, right? When I was on another station, I was on a show, and my good friend Muff Roll, who calls the show all the time, he's a big fan of the foundation, right? And Howard Grant, we're all friends, right? And Muff said it on there. He said, God ain't, he's my friend, he's a good man, I grew up with him, but God ain't nobody like that, you know, because God is one of us. Ain't nothing happening for God. I belong to this particular party, and ain't nothing happening for God. So it happened that someone must have either told him where I live or showed him where I live, and then Muff calls up and say, well, by God, I know you's big like that, you know. So I wanted to know what me being big like that means, because I'm still the same person. I'm still the humble person. I ain't trying to show nobody my strength. So what is it about people who have things that we associate with leadership?
It goes right back to the top of the conversation. The top of the conversation indicated that persons will gravitate towards you based upon superficial things that they can be able to identify, the tangible things that they can identify, and then they reject anything else that you have.
This is what happens in our country.
Well, that's just the fruits. These are the tangible things that the person sees. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, on the line with us live, go ahead. Caller on the line with us live. Hello? Producer, we got a caller on the line. All right, so we can try to be able to get our callers in and be able to get these things done. All right? Let me see if I can get a next caller. Caller on the line with us live. Guys, please hit me up, 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259, anywhere for the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up on the telephone, on the text line, 422-4796. Let's try this again. Caller on the line with us live, go ahead. No? Go ahead, caller.
Yes, hey, how you doing?
Hey, Seattle, what's up?
Hey, doctor, what's happening?
You know, give me some leeway like you did the others. Just
don't beat Howard, man. We just here having a good conversation. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just having, you know, before I defend the incoming prime minister.
Uh-huh.
You know, just let me say, right?
Uh-huh.
Let me give Brave his thing. I was a supporter of Brave going back to 2006. I could give you hundreds of talk shows that I was on from 2006 till 2012, right? I was with Brave when he was being challenged by Jerome Fitzgerald, Fred Mitchell, Obadiah Wilscombe, and the likes for deputy leadership and other things, the whole thing on. So, you know, my support for Brave has not changed. I've just chosen a better choice between the two. Now, when you say that, right, Brave time, at the time when 2006 to 2012, was stolen from him when he came. If you go back to 2009, when they were about to sanction Paul Moss, and Perry Christie came out of the headquarters, there were two or three people standing with him. In 2009, when they chose not to sanction him, and he used a word, he says, I will serve as a bridge to the future. Howard, what that mean? That name, that same bridge to the future, reemerged in 2012 after a political campaign with Brave Davis. It came out of Be Brave, Change the Bahamas. The point I make is that we were in an incarnation of revolution. At that particular time, we were still in the first digital revolution, and people were only talking about the fourth industrial revolution decade before we even reached a COVID type environment. Today, 12 years later, we are now in realities revolution. We have moved into the second digital revolution. We've moved into the third technological revolution, the fourth industrial revolution, industry 4.0, globalization 4.0. We have the fifth social revolution brought on by COVID. We're talking about all of these climate change and everything, which is the sixth extinction revolution. The most important thing that's happening in the world today is the sixth innovation solution. This is very important how for you to understand. This is where we're talking about digitization, digitalization, datafication, and digital transformation. Our country has for years been two decades or more. In the National Guardian, December of 2020, maybe it was 2021, they stated the Bahamas was the second most prepared state location. It's not utilization. I still maintain that we are still number one. I said it for a decade before it was prepared in the newspaper. And I still maintain we're number one for geolocations from other different things. The point I make is that where we are destined to be, that window is about to close. And with all due respect, the 3 years that we're about to approach has shown that the Progressive Liberal Party is not prepared for those things I told you about. They're not prepared for fintech, regtech, suptech, proptech, insurtech, agritech, okay? Smart homes, smart businesses, smart communities, smart cities, smart islands, and smart country. Because 3 years, you will see this where time is being spent, where the PLP, remember Brave Davis about a year or two ago said he didn't want to look back, he wanted to look forward? Yeah, I'm trying to say, oh, y'all did worse than us, y'all did this, this, and that. That's not looking forward. And the point I'm making to you is this, and you asked about, you know, the so-called people backing Pintard, whatever. Pintard is a leader for this time, for the next 10 years. And whether he does 10 years or not, I'm talking about the next 10 years is a period of transition that if the Bahamas misses this window, we may forever struggle.
But you see, I heard Lincoln say that yesterday. I was listening to a show with Lincoln saying that. I think everyone speaks with such a level of finality, like this definite nature that this is the inevitable. Like if we don't do as you envision, that we get into hell in a handbasket.
I don't think that's the case. I didn't say that. See, I'm not talking about linking them.
I'm saying to you based upon your statement.
I can expand. Let me tell you, it's one important thing, and with all due respect, the Coalition of Independents and others and all the others, they're good. I'm telling you, the whole I know who, I know what, I know which, I know when, I know where, I know why. But when challenged, you know what they can't tell you? The how. And I invite people to challenge the FNM, the party I support, on the house. And we will tell you how we could transform the tourism industry.
But everyone could tell you how. That's what the blueprint for change is about. That's what the manifesto is about. That is the how. That is the application for how.
Howard, I could give you the blueprint for change and other every blueprint in and out.
But understand what I'm saying. But that's my point. My point to you is that if you can articulate to us how, it doesn't mean anyone could articulate. We could go to ChatGPT and get answers. That doesn't make a difference.
No, that's not true. Howard, that's... Listen to
but me, answers come in application. If you have not given the opportunity, less than until Pintard finds himself in a leadership position, he can't be able to execute those things in his mind, those things that he's articulated, so we could see the tangibility and say, okay, the next 10 years is yours. You're just doing this the same way.
But Howard, this is the point. See, I don't know what we had in the past, right? But I'm going to tell you what we're going to have in the present and the future. Pintard is the leader, but not the exclusive intent of the next Bahamas that he will be leading us into. And that's where we always keep looking to. His job is to create pathways, possibilities through legislation.
At the top of the show, I've indicated, and I want to support you on this, at the top of the show, I've indicated that I believe he has the wherewithal, the posture, and the ideas to move us forward, but I believe that he's tethered,
yes,
organizationally, tethered to the traditions and the culture that exists in the Free National Movement. Because what we're seeing now, since June 1st, is not what he has said. That's all we say. What we're seeing is not what we have said. We're expecting technological revolutions, introduction of concepts and ideas. We're expecting some big things.
Howard.
But the FNM keep doing the same thing they did the last go around.
No, but see, what you're doing is you're looking at the forest and judging the seed that has been planted. And so, I'm saying to you, don't judge him by the previous yardstick.
Okay.
Judge him
by
Sea Allen and Howard.
I only could judge him by what he showed me.
Sea Allen,
your analogy, of me looking at the forest and judging the seeds, you saying to me that there is a barren land, that there is nothing there except soil. And if I'm judging the seed, that means I can't see no trees. But you're telling me, Howard, there are trees here, and I don't see none.
No, I mean, I'm not telling you no trees. I'm saying is that your judgment is what the trees that's already grown and anchored. I'm saying to you that he's a seed that's about to take root.
But see, I want you to know, I ain't fighting you. I am not saying Pintard is the devil or Pintard can't do this. I agree with you.
But I'm saying to you, all you have to do, Howard, is in the same way you like you say, I may just be one of many. I may just be the most vocal of many. But anything you want to know about the economy, what you want to know about education, what you want to know about tourism, what you want to know about the different things. Let me give you one example, right? Michael Pintard made a statement concerning tourism. Just give me 60 seconds on this. He made a statement on tourism and the fact that we have yet to touch it and we should not be celebrating the cruise industry. The cruise industry is 30 million people.
Michael
worldwide.
Pintard was a minister around a table in the government of the Bahamas when it was there. What Michael Pintard now is saying that you want to be able to amplify diminishes when we know that he had access to be able to see those things that he envisioned.
But if that's the case, then let's judge Davis by the same 50 years.
We do judge him by that.
No, we don't. We are looking at Davis and what he's capable of, not his anchoring. In fact, I look forward to what he said about building forward when he says he doesn't want to be anchored by the past. But this I'm saying to you, Howard.
Listen.
A simple thing. Let's look at the tourism industry, right? This is one point I want to make for you, especially for Grand Bahama, your country. I call it Grand Bahama country, right? What I'm saying to you, tourism industry, I just want you to listen to this one aspect of the economy. 30 million tourists around the world for the entire cruise industry. The state of Florida has 140 million tourists, not counting other people that travel them per year. Okay? I want you to then say we get 10 million tourists. 2 million of those, and I said the 2 million of those are coming in by air. Do you know, Howard, for the entire 9 million tourists that come to the country, we make $300 million a year? But out of those 2 million tourists that come in from the air, we make $2.2 billion, seven times as much. And you understand? So when we start talking about the fact that we have yet to touch the economy of tourism, the one of the largest industries in the world today, hospitality and tourism, when we begin to look on how do we reimagine the economy? And when we say, what if we didn't lift the Grand Bahama? Wouldn't that change the
You're putting the cart before the horse again.
No, you're not putting
how are you going to get the airport sold? This is going to get... I got to take this commercial break, Sea Allen. I appreciate your telephone call. And I like the way that we have a discourse about these things. I don't disagree with what you're saying. I don't disagree with it. I am saying to you the mechanisms that you indicate, which is only verbal. The mechanisms of being able to cast a vision verbally. It's not the application that we seek to look for and to touch tangibly. Let's be decent. Quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no.
For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95, including VAT. Just walk onto your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Great news. Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 News, Smart Talk, quality.
Foundation. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We got 7 minutes before we get out of here. Let me see if I can get these couple of telephone calls. 30 seconds, guys. We got to be able to reduce you to that so we can be able to wrap the thing up. Go ahead, caller. You got 30 seconds.
Good day, Mr. Grant.
Hey, my brother.
And the guy in Roseboro. Good afternoon to the bar.
Why are you going missing? 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Mr. Grant, listen, man. I when I go home, I just be tired after listening to that cheerleader, man. I think it's time for Michael Pintas. It says he's a good man, and I believe he can go far in this country given the opportunity to become prime minister. But man, that guy, listen, man, he turns people off, pushing his narratives and stuff. You know,
you mean C. Allen then?
Yeah.
You mean Michael? Okay, good.
This guy in the country. If I had half of the smartness that he had, I would have been the richest man in the world. Because listen to me, if I had the answers to everything like him, I would be a multimillionaire right now. Okay? So he needs to ease up, man. He's making Michael Pintard look very bad with the way he's...
No, I think Michael Pintard, I think Michael Pintard is the best leader the Free National Movement could have right now.
I agree with you. I agree with you. But Michael Pintard needs to speak more to the people for himself and not have a cheerleader of that nature.
Well, I don't know whether or not C. Allen is employed. I think he's taking on this position himself. I appreciate it. Thank you so very kindly for being able to do that. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can take the next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Howard and God.
Hey, my brother. What's up?
Yeah, I called back. What I was saying is that, you know, you all aren't betting men, right?
No.
Okay. When it comes to the present administration, today has been 21 months and 21 days. They haven't allowed the director to answer my letter.
You said that already, cousin. You said that we took all that information in. You could be able to hear it back on the recording. You said 21 days, 21 months. I'm being able to see that, and they haven't given you a call back. Now, what I would like to do for you is provide you an opportunity after I get one of the ministers to sit with me to be able to talk about that live if you don't feel like you're getting any recourse. So that's the best I could do in the level of decency that I have to be able to talk about these. But to kind of wrap up the show today, Garth, and being able to talk about these things, I know that I can get work after the show for my position with Michael Pintard. I know I can get work after the show.
Well, Howard, they got to understand very quickly that I don't think you're wrong in this situation. C. Allen has a vision that he can see. Many Bahamians cannot see the same thing that he sees. The mechanism to make that happen, we don't have the confidence in that mechanism because the Treasury and the way government practices its financial situation, I don't feel confident with that either. I mean, you talk about smart cities and smart situations. When have we ever been smart in our business dealings? We got to get smart first. And you can't get smart on the D average. I mean, God. I'm just going to be saying to you, God. Listen, he lost Bradley Kemp on the radio. He loses a lot of behaving people. So when you start talking that, you start talking in that Osada Messiah type of talk, we didn't know what you're talking about, man. You wouldn't say praise God or praise the devil. I don't know what you're saying. So you got to talk in a language that we understand. Now, you're talking about smart cities. Let's deal with the dumb cities first and get the dumb city to the point where...
Which dumb city? Only one city.
The dumb city got...
Only one perceived city on these islands of nation. That's Nassau.
You used to live out west. You see the pothole? Before we could get to the smart city, we got to fix the pothole right. The roads ain't even fixed good yet. And then BPL coming here with the $141 million to try to get the electrical grid correct. You can't have a smart city without an electric grid. So we got to get these things right first. So this projection of Michael Pintard being the superhero of 2026 election, we got a long way to go before we get there. So I love what you said, Howard Grant. What you're saying to us today is very simple. Show us something now. We've been waiting all this time. the last 3 years and 5 years or 4 years before that and 5 years before that. It's been 25, 30 years. We've been waiting for something, anything, and we've got absolutely at this point nothing.
From the Free National Movement.
From everybody.
From everybody.
Everybody. And so Michael Pence going to come as the white knight on the white horse and save us all in 2026. But before he does that, he got a whole lot of garbage to clean up. And then we had the same excuse that we've heard for the last 30 years. You know what? We'd like to do more, but you know, the Treasury doesn't allow us to do so. And the last administration left us so broke that we can't make the city smart anymore. So the D average is now
Dr. F. He started to say he can get, he can push back and be able to see some restructuring and how we need to be able to do some things within the financial sector.
So you got
to
restructure and have to do something.
Right after he said that, persons within the financial structure came out and said, hold up, wait.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait.
And the F&M need restructuring right now. And he can restructure that. So if you can't restructure your party, how the heck you can restructure the nation, man?
But the restructuring should have come on June 1st.
It should have, but it never did. And so for him to tell him about the smart city, you got to get your dumb party in order first to make your party
it's
smart.
It's a dumb party?
It got to be dumb because...
Sir, you're wilding out.
Them
right
and
now.
The government got to be dumb because they must think we dumb, but we ain't dumb. Ain't nothing happening.
Whoa.
Get something going, man. We tired of seeing dumbness in our country.
Well, for all those persons who are intellectually inclined... To look at that, they could see these things. Other persons are just wrapped in the rhythm of what's happening.
Yeah. I support my body.
So
I support
that
my
that ain't necessarily dumb. That's just a part of the status quo. They are part of the status quo.
Dumb?
Yeah, but only persons who are elevated could say, come up a little higher. Only persons who are elevated could tell those people, hey, it's time for you to come up a little higher.
And then they say, you think you're better than us. That's what happened.
Yeah, that's what is what happened because they still go back to the post-traumatic slave syndrome.
How would I love your program? This is the foundation.
This is the post-traumatic slave syndrome that persons continue to be able to wrestle with. When you tell them there is opportunity, there is air up here. Why don't you come up a little higher? This is the black crab syndrome.
This foundation got to be rebuilt, man. We got to restructure this foundation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you so very kindly for joining us today. Tomorrow is Small Business Thursday. I got some good friends going to be coming up and being able to chop this thing down. Have a great conversation with y'all tomorrow. I don't think I have any slots available. I may have one. If you are interested and you want to be able to dive into it, we can get some good rates for you. Hit me up, 827-0111, 827-0111. That's Howard Grant. We're going to see you tomorrow, Godspeed, right here on 96.9 FM Radio, The Foundation. Have a great day, guys. The Foundation.